Hello, Radioland. This is WCOM LP Chapel Hill, 103.5 Chapel Hill and Carborough. Support for WCOM comes from the Cary Playwrights Forum. It's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night, so it must be time for the Cary Playwrights Forum Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. If you enjoy the show or any show on 103.5, you can support us by contributing safe, tax-deductible donations to WCOM online at www.wcomfm.org. Stop me if you heard this one. Three men walk into a bar. It's a short play written by local playwright Laura Arwood. And through the magic of radio, you will be transported to the wonderful world of your local microbrewery.
Are you here for the Halloween costume contest? There's a $500 prize.
Oh my.
Don't tell me. Extra special bitter in the cask if we got it.
No, that's $5 a pint. I mean, I'd like to try something different.
Really? Would you like a beer menu?
Don't bother. I'll have whatever's cheapest. Say, are there any job openings?
Huh? No. But I heard they're hiring servers at Hooters.
Really?
Oh. I guess you don't have the right qualifications.
You think?
Stuart, been waiting long?
It can't be too long. He ain't got a beer. How are things going, Stuart?
Actually, things aren't... things are going great. Going great. How you doing, Brian?
Reasonable.
Since when are you reasonable?
Acceptable, then.
What is that?
Horse piss?
Miller Lite.
Horse piss.
Why in the hell did you order that?
Just trying something different.
That's different, all right.
You mean all wrong.
Shut up.
Well, Brian and I will have
extra special bitter in the cask if you got it. Coming right up.
Hey, I got a joke for you. An Englishman, an Irishman, and a Scotsman walk into a bar and...
A new joke? You've been telling that joke since dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Well, she's new.
So don't scare her off with your old jokes. I'd like to get a beer sometime in the next hour.
Speaking of beers, why don't I get yours and then hear the joke?
So where were we? Oh yeah, how are things going?
Actually, George, things are going great. And you?
I'm good. Good.
How about that wolf pack?
Oh, don't be sad.
There's always next year.
It's not football. It's never mind.
About that pack. They gotta get better on offense or they're...
Try not to spill your beer while you spill your guts.
You have obviously confused us with three other old farts. We never spill our beer. That would be sacrilegious.
And we never spill our guts. Who wants intestines all over the table?
Yeah, our guts are gonna stay right where they are. All we talk about is football.
Absolutely not true. We also talk basketball.
And sometimes baseball. Hey, I've got a joke. An Englishman, an Irishman, and a Scotsman walk into a bar.
Speaking of bars, I really have to get back. My next order is ready.
So were we right? How about that wolf pack?
Oh, no, don't cry, Stuart.
I hear they're firing the coach.
I don't want to talk about football.
I don't blame you. The pack's mediocre at best this year.
Oh, this will cheer you up. An Englishman, an Irishman, and...
Not helping.
Well, a different Englishman, an Irishman, and...
Still not helping.
A priest, a rabbi, and a minister.
He doesn't want to hear your dumb bar jokes, and he doesn't want to talk football. Something's wrong.
He said things were going great. He said it three times.
I think he lied. Should we ask him about it?
Nah, he can talk to his wife.
I can hear you, you morons. And no, I cannot talk to Anne.
Is there some other woman you can talk to?
We wouldn't need women if we really had each other. To talk to, you morons. But I guess all we can talk about is football, so I hear the Pack's going to use shotgun as their base formation.
I still say that's dumber than dirt.
Not if your front line is a bunch of ballerinas.
Why are you talking about football? You were supposed to ask me how things are really going, you morons.
Okay, how are things really going?
I lost my job.
What?
I got fired.
When?
6 months ago.
What? Why didn't you tell us?
Because that's not what we do.
All right.
Why can't you talk to Anne?
She doesn't know.
How could she not know?
I leave the house every day, go to the library for 8 hours. If you're looking for something to read, I can recommend The Shell Seekers by Rosamund Filcher.
Oh, 6 months. Well, them not working, you gotta be strapped.
Put those away. Even if they cut off the lights, I don't want your money. I just want you to listen.
Okay, 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 Mr. Obstinate.
We're listening.
I don't want to talk about it. I mean, I feel stupid whining about how my life sucks when things are going so great for you guys.
I wouldn't say things have been going great exactly. I had bypass surgery.
What?
It was only a triple.
When?
6 months ago.
What? You should have told us.
We could have visited, brought magazines, drove you home from the hospital.
I took an Uber.
I'm surprised you didn't walk home, Mr. Martyr.
How did you hide it?
Well, I didn't really go on a 6-week cruise to Antarctica.
What about those pictures you posted?
Hey, if you can Photoshop yourself with Kim Basinger, I can Photoshop myself with a penguin.
Why did you hide it?
It's kind of like you said. That's what we do. We just talk football and say everything's going great.
I wonder, how are things really going with you, Brian?
Great.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Really.
Really?
I'm divorced.
What?
Ruby left me.
When?
September 27th, 2015.
What?
She took the truck, the big screen TV, and the dog. She left the cat.
Why would your wife leave after 25 years?
Something about my inability to communicate.
Oh, that's ridiculous. We can't get you to shut up.
Well, apparently football and jokes don't count. She wanted to talk about feelings. So I said I was feeling like meeting you guys here for a beer, and she didn't think that was funny.
You had no idea she was unhappy.
I mean, she mentioned something about a marriage counselor, but State was playing Carolina, so...
That might have been your clue, Mr. Obvious.
Want me to ask Anne to talk to her?
Nah, I hear Ruby's got some new guy. I hope he's a mime.
You know, I don't wish bad luck on you guys, but hearing that you got troubles too, I don't know, maybe there's something to this sharing shit.
Yeah, my cardiologist did say something about having a strong support system.
At least you know who really deserves the credit for Ruby's Super Bowl jerk pork nachos.
We should do this regularly. Say once a week for an hour. We could use my place.
Hell no, once a year. 10 minutes at the bar.
Let's split the difference. Once a month for 30 minutes. Location to be determined.
Okay.
All right.
I still wish you'd let us help.
I'm not taking your money.
Hey, what about that costume prize money?
What would we go as? 3 old farts?
We'd be a joke.
No, we'll be the joke. George, grab that man's bowler. Let's say, cheerio.
Cheerio.
Stuart, put that plaid tablecloth on. Not around your shoulders, you moron, around your waist. Say, ugh, dignify yourself.
Hawk, dignify yourself.
George, hand me that green flower pot and take the flower out first, moron. Okay, hit it. An Englishman?
Why are you putting the flower pot on your head?
It's my leprechaun hat. Gosh and be glory. Okay, we're going to get on stage. I'll go an Englishman.
Cheerio.
A Scotsman.
Walk, manifest yourself.
And an Irishman. Gosh and be glory. Walk into a bar, got it?
Yeah.
Lead on, Macduff.
And that was Three Men Walk Into a Bar by Laura Arwood. Starring in tonight's show were Melanie Simmons as the server with no name, Joe McLaughlin as Stuart, Michael Lester as Brian, and Jason Christ as George. You may have noticed that Laura's play takes place in a bar. If you enjoyed that premise, you will be ecstatic to hear that the Cary Playwrights Forum is producing a night of one-act plays that are specifically set inside of a bar. To talk more on the subject, I have Marina Enslin in the studio with us. Hello, Marina.
Hi, Christian.
How are you?
Doing okay. How are you doing?
So tell me more about these bar plays.
Sure. It's something we started doing 4 years ago. So this is actually the fourth year in a row that we have done bar plays. We're calling it Bar Plays 4.0. And from the submissions that we take, we choose usually somewhere between 5 and 7 short plays. And they all have to be set in a bar. They all have to have 4 or 5 or fewer characters. And we produce them and perform them in a bar. So this year we're doing it at Fortnite. This will be our third year at Fortnite. And it's a lot of fun.
Sounds like Fortnite's a good group to be with. You've been with them 3 years in a row?
Yes, yes. And we get a bigger audience every year. This year we're doing it for three nights. When we first started out, I think we only did it for two.
And for how many plays are in this? It started out with five, I think, and since then it's grown number of plays?
Yeah, it has grown every year. So the first year we did it was five. Bar plays two and three both had six, and this year we actually have seven.
And am I remembering wrong? Did you produce the very first bar plays?
I did not. That was actually Rachel Hunter. She's a former board member of ours, and she's since moved on.
But you're directing a show this year?
Yes, I'm directing this year. I've directed every year, actually.
Yes. Which one are you directing this year? What's the title and who wrote it?
This year I'm directing a play called Forget Me Not, and it was written by April Giancola. And it's about a father and a daughter who meet in a bar.
Interesting. No more than that, and it'll give it away, right?
No more than that, and I'll give it away, yeah.
Some of the actors here in the studio are also participating in this year's bar plays. Jason, you're in one, aren't you?
Yes, I am in Blind Date, written by Doug Simpson, directed by Mia Peters. Yeah. And that is about a blind date. There's not much more I can say about it than that, but it does take an interesting twist.
Yeah, what's cool about these short plays is they all have this little interesting bit where if you give too much of away the premise, it's already too much information.
Yes. Correct.
Joel and Michael, you're in a show together, right?
Yep.
Or in a play
with
each other. And which one?
Aliens?
Yes, How to Abduct a Human.
Yeah.
Pick Up a Human.
It's actually How to Catch a Human.
Yeah.
And the playwright is Elizabeth Leach, and it's directed by Michelle Corbett.
Absolutely.
Yes.
The premise seems to be in the title, I think, How to Catch a Human.
Yes, the premise is two aliens try and pick up a human in a bar.
And what about you, Melanie?
I'm working on a piece called Moving On that was written by Jenny Marconiak and is directed by the lovely Michael Parker. And it's about a woman who's at a crossroads in life, and she's meeting a mysterious person to sort of process and move on.
For the actors here, how did you hear about bar plays? This has been going on for about 4 years, so did you just knew that it was going on and knew people involved with it?
I had heard about it because I was auditioning with Mia's last play, and then there were none, and I heard a few others at the time talking about this. I actually got a part in one last year while I was auditioning for And Then There Were None, so I had two going on at the same time, but it was a lot of fun.
And I got to see one of the shows last year, so I knew about it, and I'm really good friends with Sean Malone. And Carrie Playwrights Forum, actually about 2 years ago, I got back into acting. We were just talking about that. And Carrie Playwrights Forum gave me kind of my first thing back on stage. So I've always had a big heart for Carrie Playwrights Forum, and I'm really excited to be working with them again.
I found out about it through Facebook posts, through friends who were auditioning, and so I signed up to audition, and it's my first time doing something with Carrie. I've usually done things in Raleigh, mostly.
And talking with you earlier, your appearances are rare on stage, it sounds like.
I don't like to get too busy, so I do one or two a year, mostly. Yeah. Yeah.
So this would be a very special occasion for her.
Well, it's fun because I have not done anything light and like comedy in a long time. I usually get very heavy, dramatic roles and really intense roles. So this is really a fun, silly role to play. And it's a fun scenario. It makes it a lot of fun.
What about you, Joel?
My girlfriend told me about it. She found out about it, a network somehow, I'm not sure, and she was going to try out and told me, and I said, yeah. And so she's in one and I'm in one, so we're both in it. It's really cool.
And Marina, how many nights did you say this was? I had that there were two.
This is actually three nights, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. So it's the middle of the week. They start at 8 p.m. Get there early because it gets really crowded. Last year, almost every show was standing room only. So you want to get there early and get a drink and get ready for some really good fun. A lot of fun shows there. if you don't mind, I'll tell you about the rest of them.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we've got Earl's Bar. It was written by Michelle Corbett, and it's directed by Noel Azzarello. And Michelle, as I mentioned before, is actually directing How to Catch a Human as well. And so this will be the second year in a row that she's actually a playwright as well as a director for Bar Plays. And then we have Grown Ups Drink, which was written by John Paul Middlesworth, and it's directed by Gray Rogers. And going back to Earl's Bar, that's a set in Halloween, and we're actually going to be giving away a prop from that particular play as a raffle. So if you come buy a raffle ticket, you could end up with a really cool prop from that one. Bring a piece of Bar Holmes back home with you. Grown Ups Drink is about a family going to celebrate an event in a bar. And then Pretend We're Friends is the last one. That one's written by Deborah Kaufman and directed by Tom Haynes. And that one is about an actress who walks into a bar.
Have you been able to have many rehearsals? A lot of people are really busy around this time of year.
Some shows have rehearsed more than others. My actors are off book now, so yay, congratulations to them. And we've rehearsed probably about 5 times so far, so we only have a couple more rehearsals left. I think others are not quite as far in the process, and some others might actually be further along.
Yeah, a lot of these actors are busy. Some of them are in different shows right now and are... as soon as they get off of their show that they're in right now, they're going to go on to Bar Plays.
Right.
In the next, as of this broadcast, in about 2 weeks or so.
Right. Or they're coming off of Bar Plays and going straight into something else as well.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they're really busy.
Yeah, but very high demand actors.
Yes.
So something to definitely see. Marina, what else have you directed? You've directed every single year, right?
Yeah, so the first year I directed one called Blind Date, which is a different one than this year's Blind Date. Very different premise. The second year I directed one that was actually written by Laura Arwood, and it was called How I Wonder, and it was about a spy walking into a bar. This is the first year that I'm actually directing something that's more on the serious side, and I was really excited to get assigned this one. The 3 that I did before were mostly comedic, so this year we have 2 actually that are kind of serious pieces, kind of throwing them in there, and I think they're really nice, and I hope that they go over really well.
Is that a first with Bar Plays to have serious plays thrown in?
Yeah, it really is. The second year we had some that were kind of in that territory, but not totally in that territory. And so this is the first year that I think we've really gone ahead with 2, I think, very strong dramas. So,
You're excited about it because you like drama a little bit more, or you're excited because it's different?
I think it's because it's different. It's nice to throw something in the mix.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You don't have to worry about comedic timing necessarily, but
that's true.
But you do have to avoid something being funny unintentionally because of timing.
That is true. Well, hopefully all of the funny moments and hours, and I think we both have a couple instances that are kind of funny, will be timed correctly and we'll get the laughs in the appropriate places.
And Sean Malone's name was mentioned. Sean Malone is the producer this go around. He's the producer of Bar Plays. He's also on the board, one of the board members for Cary Playwrights Forum.
That is correct. Yes, Sean, this is the second year that he's producing it. He's done a fabulous job. He directed one for Bar Plays 2.0 and produced last year and is producing again this year. And unfortunately, he could not be here tonight.
Michael, what has your experience been with Bar Plays so far?
Well, this is my first go around. So it's really interesting because I'm meeting a whole new group of people. I knew Sean, Melanie. Mm-hmm. And it's from doing other shows. I was in a show with Sean, and Melanie came to see a show that I was in, and you meet people through friends. But it's because I've never done anything with Cary. It seems to be a different group of people than I've worked with before. So it's been really fun. And the night we had the read-through, it was just very delightful to see all the different people and the talent around the table. Mm-hmm. And each play had... It was a really fun experience. It's really fun. I feel like the odd man out, but I usually feel like that anyway, so...
So for the first read-through, did you have all of the scripts all at the same time?
Yeah, this was actually the first year that we've done that with Bar Plays. We'd done it previously with other productions, like I did it with Chrysalis. But it was a lot of fun for us. I think most years we've gone into it, everybody's just really meeting each other for the first time at the bar. And it's a tech and it goes really quick and they kind of see what's going on. But this year, with being able to pull it together and have the read through at the beginning, everybody got to hear all of the different scripts and meet each other. And it was a really positive experience, and I think we'll do that again moving forward.
Melanie, how has your experience been with bar play so far?
So far, it's been excellent. I've got one of the scenes with the smaller cast. So it's been really fun to just kind of dig in, and we are doing one of the drama scenes. It's been really fun to dig into the drama and really try to find the right balance of how to tell such an intense story in such a short amount of time, and really pull the audience in quickly and get them as committed as we are, hopefully, if we do it right. It's been a really sort of compact experience. I just came off a show at Brawley Little Theater. I did The Revolutionists. And I'm doing The Girls in the Garden Club in Holly Springs in January. So I'm one of those who just came off a show, and I'm sneaking this in between shows. My husband's not too happy about that, but he'll get over it. He's actually, we're one of the nights we're performing is his birthday. So he'll be coming that night, and we'll be hopefully.
He gets to celebrate with a beer.
This is what I keep telling him. So he's like, yeah, I'll take you to a bar for your birthday. I'll just sneak off and do a little scene at one point. That's all. It'll be fine.
A little improv scene.
Exactly. So it's great. I've worked with, I've worked with the Carrie Playwrights Forum on a few projects, and they were gracious enough to give me my first break back in to the theater world here. And it's just been a delight working with them every chance I've had. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to work with them in a while, so I was really excited that this opportunity came up. And I had a hole in my schedule, and I was really excited to get back into it. So.
And we say you have to capture audiences' attention in a short amount of time. We're talking some of these plays are short as like 5 minutes, and they go to 10 minutes. So you really don't have a whole lot of time for that story arc there. You have to get their attention right out of the gate and then have them invested really soon within the first couple of pages.
I think our scene runs about 10 minutes, so we've got a really, but it's a drama, so we have a really short amount of time to pull people into what's going on. And there's a little bit of mystery as to what's going on, too, so we've got to sort of set the stage very quickly and drop just the right clues at just the right times, and hopefully if we do it right, then we'll have everybody on board for the sort of, there's a bit of a reveal right at the end, and if people are with us, then they'll catch on. I'm excited to see how well it plays, so.
Exciting. How about you, Joel? How's your experience been?
It's good. This is the first year, or this is the first one I've done. I'm fairly new to. I've been in a couple things this year, but other than that, acting I've done is in the past, and it was real small. So I'm really kind of getting going here a little bit this year, and so this is fun for me. And again, first time. And Michael and I are in the same one. There's four of us. And it's a comedy about the aliens, and I'm really enjoying it. Our practice has been fun and upbeat and fun to go to. So I'm really looking. And what was mentioned earlier about the audition night, that was fun. To get to hear other folks do their thing and kind of measure yourself against people who are more experienced and kind of see how you do against that. That's a lot of fun. So I really enjoyed the way that was set up. So it's been a good experience.
You and Michael are off book, right?
Michael is.
I am off book.
I was the first one off book.
And you, Jason?
I'm not off book. No, I did bar plays last year, and I feel like I was spoiled with it. Was such a fun part. It was there was a lot of room for physical stuff and quirky character stuff. So I loved it, and I was excited to do it again this year. I've been in four plays, two full-length plays, and then last year's bar plays and this year. And I've sort of worked in the same circle of directors and writers and actors in all four plays, so I feel like I'm with family every time I do it. It's been a lot of fun, and to Melanie's point about putting forward a story and a point of view and getting the audience involved very quickly in a short 8 to 10 minute period, I think it also, because there's the two major plays I did had large 8 and 10 person ensemble casts, and with bar plays there's two, maybe three major characters, so you get to do a lot more interpreting of the part. So it is a quick draw for the audience, but you also get to put a lot more of your own twist on the role. So that's been a lot of fun.
You were talking about surrounding yourself with the same group of people. A lot of the directors and actors and even some of the writers for this production, a lot of them are veterans of Drop Dead at Holly Springs, which you were in, along with Noelle Azarella and Michael Parker, and a big group of people who are involved with that show are involved.
Laura
here.
Arwood, and Michelle Peters. Corbett, Mia Peters, Doug Simpson, who wrote the play I'm in. Yeah, and Michael Parker. Yeah, mm-hmm. almost all of them. So I'm just kind of driving around town with them and getting out of the car and doing whatever we come to.
Getting to the carpool lane.
Yeah. Ah, Drop Dead, the show that never was. We got canceled by Hurricane Florence. That was just sort of a rain event by the time I got here. But
I got to see that. I got to see your one performance. It was absolutely worth it.
It's going down in lore, I guess, is the show.
We were
that
running
never
the
was.
Second night of Bar Plays audition, so yeah. Sean and I couldn't come.
It was on a Wednesday night, so not exactly a feature night, but
I was there.
We got it done.
Yeah, people get to wear badges of, right. I was there, I saw Drop Dead for the first and final time. I think it will go down.
I think I'm doing wristbands.
With the amount of good people that were involved with that, it's probably going to be like, yeah, I survived.
Right, you survived.
I survived Drop Dead.
I didn't drop dead.
I think one of the unique things about this experience for me is like, it gives local writers an opportunity to write.
Yes, absolutely.
And I write, so I really am like moved by the challenge of writing a story where you have an arc and you know to do a full story in a 10-minute period and have character development and the arc of the story and have it feel as if it's a completed story or act or whatever in itself is a real accomplishment. So I think this is what I was drawn to and I really enjoy about is the fact that it gives local talent, not just actors, but writers. And I think it gives directors first-time experience directing. Mm-hmm. So it's a real venue or avenue for people to really push themselves in a lot of different ways. And I think that's exciting. And I think it's exciting that people are directing one show and acting in another show. Mm-hmm. So I think that's all really good stuff. And my first time with Carrie, which I'm like, wow, these are a lot of really good people.
And you're right, with the low commitment it is for acting, and mm-hmm. for it's a 10-minute piece, it doesn't take years to write. Sometimes it could take years to write, but but for a lot of people, it's a good entryway into figuring out, okay, I haven't done acting, so let's try acting a little bit. I haven't done writing in a while, so let's try writing for a little bit. Or I the first time directing. So, yeah, it's a very good entryway for a lot of people, a lot of local talent to show off as well.
And that's a nice segue to plug a couple things for Playwrights Forum, Carrie Playwrights Forum. We have a monthly writers meeting the third Wednesday of every month. So if you want to get back into writing and bring some of your stuff to our meeting, we're going to start bringing in some special guests to kind of help facilitate the meeting and help discuss the pieces that people bring in. So I encourage everybody, if you been thinking about writing something, you just have a few things down, bring it into our meeting, and you get to sit around a table with a bunch of other playwrights and discuss your work. And sometimes we have actors come and they can read for it so that you can hear it in other voices, and it's a really helpful meeting to attend. Additionally, we have Play Slam coming up in April, so we'll be taking submissions for that at the beginning of the year next year.
Yep. I believe we have
so that is.
If you can write a short story in 3 minutes, do so. With a short play.
In 3 minutes or a 3 minute
it's
play?
It's a 3 minute play.
Okay. Hello?
I mean, weeks to write
it. Hi, Christian.
Hey, Laura, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Everyone, this is Laura Arwood. She is a local playwright, and she wrote Three Men Walk Into a Bar, which we just heard tonight.
I wanted to thank the cast. The guys and Melanie, if you would relay my thanks to them, did a bang up job. I really enjoyed hearing it.
Laura says thank you, everyone.
Thank you. It was fun to read.
Yeah.
So, what inspired the story Three Men Walk Into a Bar, Laura?
Actually, my dear friend Kurt Benrood has this joke that he tells. Kurt and I went to college together, and I have heard this joke probably 50 times about an Englishman, an Irishman, and a Scotsman walk into a bar. I laugh at the joke every time he tells it. And so that kind of was the inspiration for me to write the play.
Are you allowed to tell the full joke on the radio?
Oh, yeah. It's a totally family-friendly joke, if you'd like to hear it.
I would love to hear
it. Okay. An Englishman, an Irishman, and a Scotsman walk into a bar. The Englishman walks up to the bar and orders a pint. A fly flies into the glass, and the Englishman says, "Oh," pushes the glass away and says, "Oh, barkeep, can I please purchase another pint?" Irishman walks in and purchases a pint, and another fly flies into his beer. And the Irishman picks up the fly, flicks it off, and picks up the pint and drinks it. The Scotsman walks in, orders a beer, and a fly flies into the pint. The Scotsman picks up the fly, starts shaking it, and says, "Spit it out, you bloody bugger!" So, that's the joke.
I like that joke. It's a good one.
Anyway, Kurt tells it 800 times better than I do. But anyway, and the other inspiration for it is, and this actually is just the fact that it's three guys, Kurt and Phil Lewis and Fred Corlett, are kind of like the three musketeers. They're three old friends that I've gotten to be friends with, all three of them. And they've all been actually involved in Cary Playwrights Forum as well. And I just love their friendship and their camaraderie and how long they've been old friends. And so that also kind of, just that friendship also inspired it.
And so how did you start writing it? Did you say, okay, I want to have this where it's based around this one joke? How did it evolve? Did you just start writing the joke and then dissecting it?
This play has been percolating in my brain for about a year and a half. I wanted to have something around the joke. And at first I tried to tell the joke within the play, but then I realized that wouldn't work. And then I wanted to have three old friends, and between the two things, the rest of it came. And then I decided, I knew that Bar Plays was coming up, and I thought, you know, it might be good to try and set it into a bar. And so with all of those constraints, it just kind of evolved from there. And then the actual situation where these friends discover they don't know each other as well as they thought they did, that actually came last, and I couldn't even tell you where I got that from.
Well, I really like that aspect of it. It's a really funny joke where they just know nothing about each other, and they have the same exact reaction of who, when, where, why.
Thank you very much.
It's a good comedic moment. And you wrote another bar play. You wrote one that was produced in Bar Plays 2.0 that Marina said that she directed. It was How I Wonder What You Are. Could you tell us a little bit about that play?
Yes. That is a young woman hangs out, as moved to a new town and doesn't know anyone. And so she hangs out at a bar, but she's too shy to approach the other people. So instead, she just looks around at people and makes up stories about what they might be doing and who they might be. And there's one particular woman that she picks out who she thinks might have a particularly interesting story. And she ends up meeting that particular woman, and so the play is about their interaction when she finally interacts with one of these people. And actually, that play was also, I tend to base my plays on something that happens to me or somebody I know or something, and that actually was based on, I used to go swimming at this particular pool, and one of the other swimmers, he and this woman always came together and he would swim laps while she stood at the end of the pool reading a magazine. And I could never figure out what they were doing. And so every time they came, I would make up a different story about what they were doing. So that play was kind of based on that experience.
Yeah, it's an extrapolation on people watching.
Yes, yes. It's people watching to a very weird extent. People watching plus fantasizing, I guess.
Your writing's like, it's the Oreo method, right?
Yes. I tend to write the beginning and the end and then fill in the middle last. And that actually was very true also of Three Men Walk Into a Bar. That also was very true of that one. Actually, that one, I wrote the end first.
Yeah, because the end is the joke of about three men walking to the bar and fulfilling
exactly.
That joke. Yeah. And then
yeah.
You have the setup with the Halloween costume at the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever find yourself, when you're doing the Oreo method of right in the beginning, right at the end, have you ever filled in the middle and then find out that you needed to change your beginning or end?
Yes. I have had to do that occasionally. But what actually is even harder to do is sometimes I have to throw out things. I write things that I love, and I realize I have to throw them out because they don't fit the play. Like in Three Men in a Bar, I loved the joke. And there was no way I could tell it within the structure of the play, and it killed me. Killed me to take the joke out, but I had to in order for the play to work.
Despite the fact that you don't have the whole joke, you just have the setup, but it sounds like that's all you need to tell the story effectively.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I needed for the play. And in fact, when I tried to tell the whole joke, it got in the way of telling the play's story. And so that's why I had to let the joke go. But it was really tough. Because so sometimes you write things you fall in love with, and you have to let them go because they don't serve the narrative of the play. And that's the hardest thing of all.
Yeah, I get that. I'm writing a play myself now that incorporates a lot of people telling jokes, and the struggle I'm doing with is the jokes really do slow everything down because you're stopping to tell this joke rather than progressing the story along.
Yeah, and it's tough when you have a really good joke you like. You know? But what can you do?
And for those of you who don't know, Laura has been very active in the area as far as writing plays and acting. She was recently in Drop Dead when it had its world premiere and world end at in one night. And she was also featured in the recent play festival that Carrie Plowrights did with
Odyssey Stage.
Yeah, Odyssey Stage. Yes. And what was the name of that festival, Marina?
It was the North Carolina 10x10 festival.
That's what it was, the 10x10.
Yeah, the NC 10x10. I was very honored to be part of that. That was incredible. That was definitely one of the highlights of my playwriting career. And being in Drop Dead, even though the ending of that was quite inauspicious, the work on it was great. And, like, working with Jason Chris was fabulous. Working with that whole cast was, and that whole crew and Mia, was a fabulous experience, even though we didn't get to do the run. Just absolutely fabulous.
Do you have any upcoming projects?
Actually, I've got a little one. I'm going to be this Saturday doing the Cary Ghost Walk, which is always fun. It is literally what the title says. They take people on tours through downtown Cary, around the Cary Arts Center, starting at Paige Walker, and ghosts and ghouls jump out at them and tell stories. And I plan to leap out, and it'll be the fifth dead character I've played in the last 2 years. Apparently, I only play dead roles now. The last five characters I've played have been dead. And then I also have a couple of plays. I'll be participating in Odyssey Stage's Play Slam which is coming up in early November. So those are my two next projects.
So you'll be jumping out at people, scaring them as a ghost, and telling them a ghost story?
Yes, I will jump out at people as a ghost and tell them a story. So,
are you hiding behind bushes?
I think I will hide behind a pillar, but that's all I'm telling you. I'm not telling you which building I'm jumping out of. So. Oh,
okay, so it's going to be extra scary because we have no idea where you are.
No, actually, I'm not sure what building I'm jumping out of, so I couldn't tell you if I wanted to.
Well, let us know what building you're jumping out of.
I'm sure I will. I know what it looks like, but I can't remember the name of it. So I'm sure I'll figure it out by the time Saturday rolls around.
And there's a Hillcrest ghost walking tour.
Yes. I actually will be writing for that one as well.
Yeah. And do you remember the person, the famous historical Carrie person you're writing for?
Her name is slipping my mind right now, but I do know that she was had a degree in biology from UNC Greensboro, and was involved in the town's accounting. But the name is escaping me right now. I have a very linear mind. I tend to do one thing at a time, and so I plan to hit that play hard once Play Slam gets over. So,
sure. Well, Laura, I really appreciate you calling in today. It's been a joy reading and listening to your play this evening.
Well, I really appreciate you putting it on the radio. I really love hearing it on its feet, so to speak. And again, please give my accolades to the cast. I really, really enjoyed hearing it. Thanks a bunch.
See you later, Laura. Take care.
Bye.
So, Marina, sorry that Laura interrupted us, but was there anything else that you wanted to say about the upcoming Bar Plays 4.0?
Just a reminder, November 6th through 8th, it's at Fortnite Brewing in Cary, North Carolina. That's on Maynard Road. It starts at 8 p.m. As I said, get there early if you plan to come. Maybe carpool or take an Uber, because parking is kind of hard to find. You can park at a veterinary office next door because it will be after their hours. And there is a kind of larger parking area in the back if you get there. And there will be food trucks, so come with your appetite. If you enjoy drinking beer, there's plenty of beer to be had there. They also have wine and non-alcoholic beverages. And just come for a night of great fun, because it is always a really good time.
And if someone were interested in ticket information, they go to the Cary Playwrights Forum website?
Correct. It's actually a free event. We ask for donations at the door. The suggested donation is $10. But you do not need to purchase tickets beforehand. You can just come. And that's actually kind of one of the fun of the events. Sometimes there are people that are just there. They just happen to be there. And then all of a sudden plays start happening. So they're like, what is going on? They start watching. And every year, every show I've watched, there have been just regular Fortnite patrons there who start to watch the show and actually get up, and then they go and leave a donation in the box, and they end up staying and watch the rest of the show. So it's a really fun event. And then you do have the opportunity, as I mentioned before, to purchase raffle tickets for $1 each to bring home a piece of Bar Plays with you, one of the props from Earl's Bar.
Hopefully Bar Plays 5.0 will continue to be at Fortnite Brewing.
We're not sure. We're going to look into other locations, possibly, depending on the size of this year's event.
Right, if it gets bigger.
If it gets bigger, yeah. I mean, like I mentioned, the last 2 years, it was standing room only for most of our performances. So we might outgrow the space. We'll
That's exciting.
It or is. They need to build a balcony.
Or they need to build us more space. Yeah. So they've got a year.
Get us a mezzanine.
Exactly.
Anything else you'd like to say?
Nope, that's all I have in regards to Bar Plays 4.0. Just thank you to all of you guys for participating and coming out and auditioning, and Jason for joining us twice, and for the other three of you for coming to join us this first time. It's a fun event, and I'm really glad that you're having a good time.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, absolutely.
If you enjoyed listening to Laura's short play on the air, be inspired to write your own radio play. The Cary Playwrights Forum is producing its first ever radio play contest. Radio plays are not limited in the way stage plays are. Five voice actors can portray hundreds of characters. Sound effects can allow the audience to build worlds inside their minds. Genres like fantasy, horror, and science fiction can take advantage of the audience's boundless imagination. The Carry Playwrights Forum is accepting submissions until December 7th. Visit the submissions website for more details. And that seems to be all the time we have for tonight. A special thanks to Laura Arwood, Marina Enslin, and all of our guest stars for tonight's broadcast. This has been the Carry Playwrights Forum Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. Good night, and break a leg.